Or if you had, maybe crocus sack or something, you might, and it had bricks in it, you had to carry the bricks. You might, it might lay on the ground, and if you couldn't pick it up, you'd have to
pull it.
And if it kind of rubs against the ground, you'd say it was...
It had resistance, friction.
Holding it back. And,
real resistance, friction, something else.
And, if you're pulling it along, you'd say it was... You'd say you're pulling it, and it was...
Dragging.
And you'd have to... If there were a log across the road, you might have to tie a rope to it and...
And just pull it on off.
And if it was a lot of resistance, you might say you just had to... to indicate it was, you know, kind of stuck. You had to, and it was slow to get it off.
Yeah. You had to kind of drag it.
Yeah. You might say, we have blank quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains.
Pulled.
And if you wanted to say another way, you might say, we have quite a few stumps out of there.
Hauled.
And another way of saying that is that we have
gotten.
Or if you drag them out, you might say we have
dragged them out.
And we have quite a few stumps.
We have quite a few stumps. We have gotten out of the back of the yard down.
What would you use to break the ground with for a garden in the spring?
Okay, now, to break the ground, tiller, I think that's what it's called. You got your tiller on and you got your plow, like a plow, different type of things, you know.
Yeah. What would a harrow be?
Yeah, a harrow is the thing that... It's a device with wheels on the back.
Yeah.
So to speak, like wheels going opposite directions, four on each side. And there's a tractor that's pulling it, you know, and it's turning over. That's I couldn't think of that. Harrow.
Yeah.
That's what he has on the back of his tractor now. That's what we can do to this part over here once we get the watermelon out. So to help the weeds die, you know.
Yeah.
Over there behind the garage. Smother them under well and get them ready for this
summer. What would you call the part that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
You got an axle, you got a, let's see, wheel and axle. It's hard to really say. Wheel, axle, the wheel. A wagon, similar to a car. The thing that you connect two wheels.
What would you call an X-shaped frame you might lay a log across to chop it?
X-shaped frame. Like this, to put the log. I don't know, but it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does it call?
Sawbuck. X-frame. You'd straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
If you sharpen a straight razor, you might use a leather
strap.
And what would you call something you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
And if you were writing with a pen and it ran out of ink, you might have to change the...
Change the filler.
And if you used a... particular kind of pen that uses something
those
about
cartridges.